All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can call D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, the offseason has begun for the Washington Wizards, and it's not like they didn't go out without a fight. The Wizards gave the Boston Celtics everything that they can handle and then some as they fell to the C's in the Eastern Conference semifinals in seven games. Of course, you know that there was no love lost between both of these teams this season. The home team won all 11 games. Now, for the Washington Wizards, they have to find a way to take that next step. The last 3 years have seen them make the conference semis, but they've been unable to advance, three out of the last 4 years. And then on top of that, this is a franchise that has not gotten past the conference semis since 1979. And that was their last appearance in the NBA Finals. Now, you look at the Wizards' stellar backcourt, and I'm talking about John Wall and Bradley Beal. Of course, John Wall did not have the type of game that he needed to have in Game 7 in order to help the Wizards advance to the conference finals, as he was only able to get 18 points and he had a bad shooting night. And you look at Bradley Beal, who had 38 points in that contest, but it's a situation for the Wizards. They're going to need more front court help. And it starts like this. You have two key free agents and small forward Otto Porter Jr. and Bojan Bogdanovic. And Porter Jr. was the third overall pick by the Wizards back in 2013. Each year that he has been with the team, his numbers have gotten better. And I think it's important for them to try to bring him back. You also look at Bogdanovic, and I think it's important for them to bring him back as well. I mean, this is a guy that provided them with a quality shooter off of the bench. And on top of that, Washington gave up a first-round pick to the Brooklyn Nets to acquire Bogdanovic. So I think it's in their best interest to try to bring him back. And you talk about Wall and you talk about Beal, but the Wizards are going to need more production up front. Yes, you have solid players like Ian Mahimi, you have Marcin Gortat, and you have Marquise Morris, but they need that consistent go-to guy in the post. Until they get that, they are not going to be able to push it any further as far as making those runs in the playoffs. So I think this is a very important offseason for this Washington Wizards franchise. You don't want to waste the talents of John Wall and, of course, Bradley Beal, as they are one of the best backcourt combos going right now in the NBA. But the Washington Wizards know that they can hang with the Boston Celtics, simply couldn't get over the hump. They know that they can hang with the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Toronto Raptors. These are right now the better teams in the Eastern Conference. But can you get past the second round? That is the elephant in the room for this Washington Wizards franchise, and hopefully for their sake, this is something that is addressed over the summer. So folks, that's going to wrap it up, and as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets, and you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports, and like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.